Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty, the blonde
the
bomber.
Big
and Psycho T.T. Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags, have the latest. The latest is 5 o'clock fire, brought to you by Kirk Holmes. Remember that. And we are live here and coming up. Very important. Those of you in the building or on your or if you're on your way. After this segment ends, we will be doing our drawing to see who is our winner for this $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. That's coming up as soon as this segment ends. I've seen some, I've seen a few people fall in here of late. So this is your last opportunity. You got about 15 minutes or so, and you can get yourself entered into that raffle. So stay tuned for that. By the way, we'll get to Tyler's money. We'll see what he's got. There's a lot for him tonight, this weekend. He's got college football, NFL, Astros every day. I mean, we could be looking at $2,000 days right here on Biz. I'm telling you, man, I'll never forget it. Adam Spillane added up. He said that's about $1,300 to $1,500 a night.
That ain't that's just a normal old weekday
weeknight. That ain't nothing. All right, Clint. We've seen the injury report for the Texans, and there's one that really jumps out. Dalton Schultz. That's good news. He returned to practice after not practicing all week. He is listed as questionable in this game. Damian Pierce, who did not practice today, is listed as questionable as well, or is listed as questionable. I'm sorry, Dalton Schultz. No designation. He was a full participant, so he should go in this game. As I said, Damian Pierce questionable, but the big one is Juice Scruggs. Juice Scruggs is listed as questionable. Did not practice today with that groin issue. Reports from Aaron Wilson is that he is going to test it out on Sunday before the game starts to see if he can go. But that's the one that jumps out the most in terms of issues potentially for the Texans?
Yeah, not overly concerned about Dalton Schultz not practicing earlier in the week. He's a pro. He's a veteran. He's experienced, got great chemistry with C.J. Stroud. That's a plug and play. I'm not worried about that. This is all about Juice Scruggs for me. You're talking about the main communicator up front for an offensive line that was absolutely road grading last week. Not only is the main communicator, but you're talking about a guy that I firmly believe after watching the film, when you talk about the way he plays the position, that interior offensive line, physicality, aggressiveness, just flat out dog, I believe he's one of the tone setters up front as well. So, whether he can go or not is going to be big. I like Patterson, the backup center. He's plenty capable, but he's not Juice Scruggs. He's not a guy that's going to go up there and maul. He's not a guy that's going to go up there and set tones. Now, Shaq Mason and Kenyon Green should be tone setters enough to get you through a game. Jarrett Patterson should be fine, but at the end of the day, Juice Scruggs, I think, is a lot more important to what they did last week up front than one may think, given the fact that we're one game into him playing center as a second-year pro. So this is about Juice Scruggs. This is about can he go. I just hope that I know he's one of them young, horny rookies, or not rookie, but second-year players. I just
horny nonetheless, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just hope that he's one of them guys that says, hey, man, it ain't worth chancing this thing, man. This groin's hurting a little bit. Because you mess around and tear a groin, you mess around and pull it and not just strain it, you could have some problems long term. So I hope he's just straight up with them and doesn't push it.
Well, I think the big thing in, as you spoke about, Jarrett Patterson would be the guy that would replace him. He ran first team reps since he's been out the last day plus. Like last year, there were some times where, oh, God, Laramie Tunsil's out and Brocker's got to play left tackle, right? Like, or some.
Yeah.
There were moments last year, it's like, damn, man, these guys may be screwed. They may be screwed today. Actually, they weren't. They were able to work through it last year. But I definitely don't look at Jarrett Patterson coming in and that the Texans are screwed in the game, especially in this matchup. Now, as you said, he is not to the level where Juice is at center, and you hope that he continues to grow. But at least this is a guy that started, I don't know, 5-6 games last year.
Yeah.
That you played at center and has played in the system. So it's not what ideal and what you would want, but at least you feel prepared and that this isn't something where he's going to get you beat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's center, man. I mean, and I'm not minimizing the importance physically, but at the end of the day, you're talking about a guy that more times than not, he's going to be either helping somebody, helping one of the guards, or they're going to be helping him. Very rarely should the center ever be left alone to fend for himself. Now, Matt Eberflus is a great defensive coordinator. He may think Patterson's the duck, and he may cover all five offensive linemen and force Patterson to protect. That I'm sure they're going to see that at some point in time this week, and that could be a problem. But like you said, we've seen C.J. Stroud overcome missing offensive linemen. We've seen Bobby Slowick game plan, play design, and have great offenses without all five offensive linemen being healthy. So I don't see it as a huge game changer. I just don't want to sit here and talk about this offensive line the way we've talked about them and then think that they can just plug and play Jarrett Patterson when Juice Scruggs is out. Those starting five guys they've got some the high end. When they're playing at or above their ceiling, the backups just simply ain't on that level.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Like we said, he is going to test it out and could be a game time decision. Also, real quick with the Bears. The Bears, I think they have three guys that are questionable, and they're all three, I think, important pieces. Keenan Allen, he had 11 targets in the first game of the season against the Titans. He is looked at as questionable with the heel, and he has not practiced all week. So it looks like he's probably game time decision. Roma Dunze, the other wide receiver, top 10 pick for them. He is questionable, was limited today. And then DeMarcus Walker, their defensive lineman, who had a really good game. Four hits on Will Levis in that game. Forced pressure. He was right there. He was the one that got the pressure that led to the errant stupid pass that that I'm that, sorry. That's no,
that one really
know.
Stuck in your craw, ain't
well,
it?
I just don't know any other way to describe it. Unfortunate, it's not good enough. It was just stupid, that pass that he threw. I'm sorry, they're up 17-16 in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes, and your defense has dominated their offense, and you just do that to give them the lead. So he was really good in that game. It looks like he won't be able to go, or I'm sorry, he's questionable and potentially won't be 100% in this game against the Texans. So that's the injury report on these two teams. Some names to watch for, especially Juice Scruggs for the Texans.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Astros Angels tonight. They start a three-game set tonight in Anaheim. And I think the big news, we haven't seen the lineup yet, and I know, Tyler, it's a late game, so they probably have this thing closer.
Yeah, West Coast.
Closer to when we get done here at 6 and Texans All Access takes over even after. But I think the big story is, outside of Kikuchi, is...
About who?
Kikuchi. You say Kikuchi.
You say...
I mean, yeah, that's a great combo there.
I mean, we can't have a conversation about the Astros on a night when Kikuchi's starting and get outside Kikuchi.
Well, sure, I mean,
first,
we're gonna have to go. I think this outside right. Kikuchi is a little more important.
All right,
and that is,
well, most time it is, but that don't stop.
That's solid. We'll expect to see, hopefully tonight, Kyle Tucker in the outfield for the first time. That was talked about with Joe Espada. Now, who knows? Who knows what Joe Espada? Oh my! Who knows what Joe Espada is all about? Who knows what Joe Espada is all about tonight? We'll see what he'll do with that lineup. But Kyle Tucker, for the first time, we'll get a chance to see him in the field, and I am really intrigued to see what the lineup looks like now that that DH spot is open. Does that mean Yordan starts to get more spots in the DH spot? They're going to use that for Bregman and rest him. As you said, I wouldn't be surprised if he's out the way you talked about how he did that little push-up yesterday and had
a little grimace there. Yeah, just a little ooh.
But Kyle Tucker, to me, playing in the outfield, seeing potentially how he looks out there moving around, because that's where he needs to be. For this to be team to be at his complete best and to use everything that they can is him to be out in the outfield every day.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's several things here, man. We're going to see Verlander again in this series.
Good Lord!
Obviously, it's always fun to watch Kikuchi. You're going to see Tucker in the outfield. See if he can handle that change of direction with that leg. I mean, look, this is a big time series. It's not just one of them series against an organization that Tyler writes off about 2 weeks into the season every year. It's a big series. I mean, game in, game out, the Astros got some very tough decisions that they're going to make, whether we're talking injuries. Hell, how about Altuve? What's that look like? Whether we're talking injuries.
Yeah, him in the lineup too.
Yeah, I mean, whether we're talking injuries or we're talking starting pitching and trying to figure out what the right decision is going to be in terms of moving who to the bullpen, like there's a lot to be determined with the Astros other than where do they end up and what are they looking like when that Mariners series rolls around.
Yeah.
And who do they face in that wild card round? What does it all look like? There's a lot more to it than just the final standings with the Astros. They've got some tough decisions they're going to have to make.
And that's a really good thought. Fellas, you think Altuve's in the lineup tonight?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is just hard for me to get that picture out of my mind that man wasn't going to swing, man. He squared around the dunk bunt. But he did take some swings, I believe, yesterday.
You said the one thing that Altuve's damn sure never done.
Well, squared around the bunt. Not in a long time.
No, you said dunk.
Did I say dunk? Oh, I bet he never dunk.
He ain't dunk.
Let them put that. Act like he ain't never going on an 8.
I love Altuve.
You think
but
he can't get
never,
on an 8?
Well, I mean, hell, I've dunked a 9.
You're a lot taller than him.
I mean, hell, I can dunk anything shorter than a 10.
Actually, 713-572-4610. Everybody in Big City Wings right now, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, do you think that Jose Altuve can dunk on a 9-foot goal?
9 foot.
Zero chance.
He's Altuve.
You don't think he can get up there?
Hell
what about,
nah.
What about an eight?
I think he can get an eight. You think he can get a nine? How tall is Altuve? Is he 5'3"? 5'4"?
I think he's 5'3", yeah. Same height as my wife.
That's Figgy, ain't it? Like, can Figgy?
Oh, yeah.
Can Figgy get an eight?
Bro, he's got to have. He's got to have like an
8 foot goal.
I mean, he's got to have a high jump vertical. He's got to have a 45-inch vertical in order to get there.
And it's got to be right. It's got to be what, two hands, doesn't it? Because he can't grip it.
I need to get a good look at his calves.
Tyler, I'm gonna bet he can't. I mean, he's got, what is that? Y'all do the math.
I think he gets 7.5 feet.
60. Champ Slice said, "I'm with Tyler." He said he's got a better chance at dunking than Altuve does
on a nine foot.
Now, I'm bringing it down to eight because you all know shit. Tyler, are you no chance on an eight?
I think you got to go down to 7.5 or two.
No, he can get an eight.
I'm dead serious.
Altuve can dunk.
He's little.
He's gonna have to go two hands,
Tyler. Can you dunk an eight?
He's gonna lose it.
Yeah, he can't grip that ball.
Can you dunk an eight?
Yeah,
Tyler
can get an eight.
I mean, I used to. I don't know about now with this knee.
Altuve can dunk an eight, man. Eight? Hell no.
We used to love that, man.
Dunk an eight.
Me and my neighbor used to lower that goal down to like eight and play some basketball. That's fun.
I don't know. You're not old enough, Tyler. But that sports complex.
Somebody said,
man, they had an 8 foot goal on one end and nine and a half on the other. We'd play out there.
Somebody said, he could do it at Urban Air.
Yeah. What was that trampoline league back in the day?
Text line, I'm 5'3". I can't dunk on an eight, but come close. He's way more athletic than me. He can get an eight.
He can get an eight. A nine? Well, that'd be a 40 plus inch vertical. I mean, that ain't happening.
Again, I really love, is he in the lineup? No. But can he dunk on an eight?
You did it. You're
I
the one.
Know, I did.
And go get him 7.5 for sure.
All right, what's your bets tonight? So our friend who we met yesterday can fade your locks, your bets. What's
That's
your
fine.
Bets tonight,
it was not a good night last night. It happens. Tonight we win it all back. I got three for you. Only three bets tonight on the Astros game. I got Astros -1.5 against the crappy-ass Angels. I got Kikuchi over 6.5 Ks, and I have, of course, I am on the usual Yordan over 1.5 total bases.
Are those hefty? Those feel heavy bets.
I tell you when they're not is if you tie them all together. Hey, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
You going to try to parlay this?
$100 three-way parlay.
I'm maxed out, bro.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry. It's because I lost so much last night. I mean, you can't get mad at me. I'm hurting.
I mean, for a guy that's got these deep maroon pockets, man.
I can't help the limit on my account. I'm not limited in my bank account. I'm limited through the betting account.
I swear before God, I could have won a bet right now that he was going to be maxed out. I knew he was going to say that.
I mean, I lost 700 last night, boys. I got to win it back.
Damn, man, you lost 700 last night?
Worst losing day in a while.
Hey, man, I'm not a rich fella, but I know a bunch
Seven.
Of them.
And they he got dogs, y'all.
Their bookies ain't got. Don't put a limit on them, Tyler.
He got three dogs, and he just dropped seven.
Dogs.
Man, you know how much that dog, man, I just went. Ball bear some of that salmon dog food. You know how much that is?
I just had to take Nala to the dentist.
That dog he got with that gingivitis that's eating turds.
Exactly.
Going to have to sit steady for a month.
Yeah. Nasty ass Nala eating that crap in the backyard.
Bear don't mess with chicken. Just salmon. By the way, choicey.
Bear's a saint. Bear donated to our cause earlier this week.
Choosy ass dog. You ain't lying, man.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. I can't get a little old parlay, man. You're max completely out.
Dude, I am hurting, bro. I ain't letting you be mad at me right now.
That man lost $700 last night.
You got another guy. Just roll with him.
Well, I'll see if they'll respond.
I'm sorry.
5 o'clock fire.
I can't even imagine that, man. That don't even make up for, I won $1,200. No, that don't even make up. And I lost seven. All right. Real quick, NFL, 49ers rule out running back Christian McCaffrey for Sunday's game. He didn't play in the first one either. And this is a calf injury. They are not ruling out the consideration of putting him on IR, Clint. They are thinking about putting him on IR. And the injury is calf injury with Achilles tendonitis. This don't feel or sound right.
I'm gonna be 100.
What the hell is Achilles tendonitis?
It's one report before I tore my Achilles.
What is it that people say? Oh, about right before they say you got Tommy John. That's what this feels like.
Forearm tightness.
Forearm tightness. That's what this feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Look, I'll be honest with you. I hope I'll get out that he doesn't tear an Achilles. That'd be terrible. He's arguably the best player in the game right now, non-quarterback. That'd be a terrible loss. But when I was watching that San Francisco game the other night, when I watched him on the sideline, the camera panned over there one time, and there was just one of those almost like helpless looks on his face, right? And because I wasn't paying attention to their injury report. I wasn't aware exactly what the issue was. And so as they're talking about, you know, the arthritis or whatever the hell it was tendonitis in the Achilles. As they're saying that, the look on his face was one like he was worried about something. He wasn't into the game and like paying attention. He was paying attention, but wasn't like really into the game. And I thought, boy, Achilles, he sure looks like he's more concerned and looking forward to playing. I hate hearing the news that he could potentially be on IR.
Yeah, it sucks. We'll see what happens there, but that Achilles, that tendonitis in the Achilles, that sounds like that's at least a cover up of this could be something really serious with the Achilles. All right, as we continue here live on a Football Friday here at Big City Wings, there is a player who we potentially may see a ton of. But are the Texans in a place where they need to kind of make a knee-jerk reaction to what happened in Week 1? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on a Football Friday. And guess what, Tyler? Melissa's going to be shocked, but Laura is our latest winner, another female listener who says she listens to us every day.
Oh, that's good.
Every day, Melissa. Laura is our winner of our $50 Academy Sports and Outdoor gift card. Congratulations to her.
Attagirl, Laura.
Melissa, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. I just wanted to listen to know some more.
You're gonna keep you and Tyler. Y'all gonna keep messing with Melissa, and she's gonna find.
I mean, I'm not messing with
you.
Her. I'm just providing her facts. You live and you learn, Melissa.
I'm just reporting.
You know what? It don't matter how y'all interpret it. It matters how she interprets what y'all do.
Me and Melissa, we met last week, and
You met.
It's good. We're good.
I mean, when you interpret something and it's wrong, though, it's not
nice.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ron may have a little bit of a battle here, Tyler. The words she chose describing you when you weren't there, I don't know.
I've been called worse.
Yeah.
She did punch me. She punched me kind of hard on her. She did punch me, but congratulations to Laura and everybody here. By the way, a little bit more info on Tiger. He undergoes this surgery on his back. To relieve back spasms so he can get back on the course and play some more. That's what Tiger's doing. Tiger, stop, man. Stop, man. This is for him to get back on the course. Like, stop, man.
This is for him to get on Charlie's bag, man.
He eyes a return to golf, is what he said.
He ain't returning.
Right now, I don't even know if Tyler can hit the senior. Tiger can hit the senior tour. Right now, I don't even know if I think he should do that.
Well, I tell you, he'd be doing him a big favor. I tell you what, they'd all of a sudden have a big time. Him and John Daly. He better hurry up because I think Daly's about to give it up, man. I mean, that damn knee's killing him.
Yeah, man, go ahead and do that, man. And now Tiger can go out and smoke them cigarettes and in person without trying to hide it.
How great would that be? The story that John Daly tells about Tiger not drinking, not smoking, yada yada yada. How great would it be on the Champions Tour if they both just hammering drinks and smoking?
You don't think Tiger's ever just smoked one?
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
He was probably pretty regimented going like as crazy as he was. He
I would imagine that.
I bet you when he was dealing with that situation, he might have sat back and smoked a couple
of cigarettes. Yeah, look, I mean, there's been a couple of times in his life that he may have sat back and puffed on a couple Marlboro Reds. After that golf club went through that back window. And
that would be the one I would have guessed. I would have gone Marlboro. That's the route I would have gone for him.
Yeah, man, that's
what is it? Or that American Spirit? No, he's probably a little bit too good for American Spirit, whatever that is. But no, Marlboro sounds
not
like.
Virginia Slims.
No, I don't think he's a 70-year-old lady.
He's got to be a Camel guy, right?
That lady who just won that gift card, she could take down some Virginia Slims.
Before she heads to the country club.
I don't think she could take down some Slims and enjoy herself, man. No. All right, Clint, we talked about this a bit. Our guy right here down the pipes, he's been yelling 21-21. Do you think you said we may. Do you think we should see more of Kalen Bullock coming up in this game? Do you think we should see more of him?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's one of the more confident things we can think about this game, if we're being honest. I mean, when he got in there, he had an interception. He was in position to have another interception inside the end zone. Jimmy Ward, not once but twice, got beat playing quarters coverage once and two another time. And when I say beat, got ran by. The time that he ended up with the jump ball, that was actually cover two, and he got ran by, and the ball was underthrown. Had it been thrown the right distance, it would have been a walk-in touchdown again. So, that right there, I believe, gets Kalen Bullock a little bit more run. And then Eric Murray on the other touchdown, the dig route that popped out the back door, Murray was over the top. Now, it was some kind of hybrid coverage over the top, but he was still out of pocket and should have been the safety that at least prevented the touchdown, and he didn't even make that happen. So you got two older veteran safeties that don't have the ability that Kalen Bullock has, that aren't playing well. That usually equates to the young buck that played 50 snaps getting more run, the coaches having more confidence in him. So, yeah, I would expect to see Kalen Bullock get a little more run this game. I'd say
– who for? Who do you – like –
that's
this
the
thing,
key.
This thing is like who do we – if we look at the three safeties they like to have on the field, I almost think you almost push Petrie away because he's slot and
defender,
more
yeah.
a nickel. But with those guys between Bullock, Murray, and Jimmy Ward, who should be out there the most?
Well, that's the trick, right, is because like I just said, you had both of the veteran safeties that are out there make mistakes that I think just D'Amico Ryans has a very difficult time overlooking. Yeah. You're out of pocket on a zone coverage that is essentially built to keep everything in front of you, and you get beat deep. You know, I think that's hard for D'Amico to overlook, but both safeties were out of pocket and out of position with plays that ended up in points. And so I don't know how you pick one over the other. I just think overall it ends up being both, and he gets more run 70-75% of the snaps this week. Don't know who for. Obviously one of them, probably both of them from time to time. And Kalen Bullock is well on his way to getting significantly more run.
Yeah, both of them. I think all three will play Ward, Murray, and Bullock. Yeah, but feels like Bullock should be the one playing the most.
Yeah, here's the thing.
To be out there the most.
You got to play three safeties. They're all three going to play at this point in time.
Yes.
Especially this early in the season. One game's not going to dictate that these guys don't play. But when you got two veterans that are out of pocket, that are giving up points, and a rookie that's in position making plays and impact plays and playing well, there's no way that works out other than the kid being rewarded and him getting more playing time.
Oh boy, I got nervous, Clint. I saw that 10 walk up. I said that bet not be Mills on the back of that jersey.
Come on, man.
Okay, it was Hopkins. I almost fell out this seat trying to lean up to see if that was another tight. I mean, and that was an authentic ball.
Ain't nobody with a fade that tight walking up with no Mills jersey.
Hold on, so
come on. No disrespect, but it just ain't happening.
Tyler be having a nice fade. Tyler be having a nice.
And guess what Tyler ain't doing? Tyler done gave that damn Mills jersey to Goodwill.
But he
just changed the name, man.
Tyler was out there in Denver with his good fade wearing that bad boy.
Got to have a much better jersey for the trip next week to Minnesota, boys.
Someone said Bullock should dominate the time. Jimmy Ward and Eric Murray should be in there to rotate with each other. I think you made a point earlier is what they have really been practicing. We haven't seen a lot of Ward and Bullock on the field together. It's usually him coming in for Jimmy Ward. Haven't seen a lot of them together. So
I don't know what combination's been out there. I think it's been both, but I don't know which one's been more.
Yeah. All right, as we continue rolling through here, we'll do our Mad Dog picks. Clint lost the first week. We'll do our Mad Dog picks. Remember.
Man, what was that for?
I just wanted to remind people.
That's factual.
I just wanted to remind people. What? I just wanted to remind people.
I mean, somebody had to lose 30.
And I was about to go into kind of reminding people of the rules.
Get out of the rearview mirror, man. It's Mad Dog Monday, man. Right. We're all there going to pick our players.
Oh, man, he can't pick Tank again. What's he going to do?
He can pick Tank again, but
that would be it for him. I was going to review.
You're not on your A game today, Tyler.
As we slide back in the rearview mirror real quick. Again, just as a reminder, last Friday at this very time, Clint picked and was last, so he had to buy the Mad Dog on Monday. And the rules are you can only pick a player two times all regular season. I've picked Joe Mixon, clearly won the first week. Tyler went with Nico Collins, and Clint had Tank Dell. So we'll do our picks coming up here next, and we'll continue rolling on this Football Friday right here live on The Drive.
Ron, the mother-freaking show Ugly.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back on this Football Friday. We're having a good time. Everybody give yourselves a hand out here at Big City Wings. Man, it's been a good time out here. Good people out here. And a lot of fun as Sam and the gang took care of us and took care of you. Keep coming on out. Hang out. The Astros come up here. College football tonight. TVs everywhere. This is one of the bigger. We've been to a few of these Big City Wings. This is one of the bigger locations that we've seen. So there's TVs everywhere. You're getting off work. Come on in and enjoy yourself. Hell, you can stay all night. A little late night baseball tonight. Come on out. Get a little West Coast baseball right here at Big City Wings here in Katy, right off 99 Grand Parkway. Once I want to give a shout out to all of our staff, everybody here who put this thing together, our great promo staff who did so much work here to get things done, our engineer Aaron who stepped up and got us on the air, kept us on the air, Tyler back at the station holding everything down. So we appreciate everybody who's helped keep this thing together. All right, Clint's insistent on this, man. He wants to hear this
Absolutely.
One again.
Hell yes, I am. Anybody that heard it earlier in the show wants to hear it again.
I had been waiting to see when this first game was going to start, and knowing what this season should be, this is one of the most anticipated seasons in Texans history. And there is no excuses for me for that stadium to look the way it does. And I know, and I've been meeting them. I've met several of them today. They're passionate fans here. And I had a little message that maybe went a little longer than before. Here is early, if you missed early in the show, my charge.
Ron's rant.
Charge to Texans fans. Listen, this one goes out to many of you out there, and if you are not one of these people that CJ is talking about, and Tank said something about it earlier too. If you're not one of these people, then this isn't directed to you. But damn it, it is too many of you all because we see it every week. Guys, Tyler, I want you to turn this music off because I want them to really be able to hear me. Now listen, maybe this is going to be tough for you to have this coming from, as you all sometimes call me, an outsider, even though I've been here 4.5 years and I've continued to pay my taxes and pay everything here and spend money in this city and have my kids go to school and play sports in this city and eat in this city. And this may be tough for you to hear from me, but you have no more excuses. It is utterly embarrassing and ridiculous that at 12 o'clock when the game starts, it's 40% empty.
Wow, dude.
60% empty. 70% empty. Sorry, Aaron. There are 30% of you all out there.
We don't like that.
Now, then, listen, you've had the excuse, although Clint will tell you, at Arkansas, they ain't always been real good, but they asses is at Frank Boreal Stadium on time. Tyler knows he's set through some 5-7 seasons. It's seasons where A&M wasn't playing the way they were, but their asses were there on time at Kyle Field.
Wow.
But that excuse is gone. Last year, I'm just going to be completely honest, multiple times in that stadium, it was ridiculous and it was embarrassing. Not only were you not there on time, like CJ just said, but there were many times where the Denver Bronco fans out cheered you, out sounded you. The Steelers were louder than you were. The Browns, 2 years in a row, were louder than you were. It's got to stop now. There is no complaint about what's on the field because you have a Super Bowl contender. They just came off of winning their first game on the road. They're 1-0. Get your ass out there on time. The tailgating thing is stupid if you can't get in there on time. And trust, you ain't the only place that tailgates around the country and doesn't get in the stadium on time. Those two places I just named, in Little Rock and in Fayetteville and in College Station, they tailgate too, but they find their ass to walk into the stadium on time. You got all damn day. The game starts at 7:20. That does not mean at 7:20 you still sit at your damn tailgate and you keep drinking and you don't go in the game. As soon as they come out and do the entrances, as soon as CJ in the offense and they say his name, your ass needs to be in the stadium. They should be on NBC panning around the whiteout and seeing everybody. And it shouldn't see any damn Navy and Orange Bears fans. It should be Texans fans and all white. It is embarrassing. It is ridiculous. And yes, where I come from, I have never seen it like that in my life.
Let's get it on, baby.
You're a passionate sports fan. Show it. Don't be embarrassing on national TV on NBC. I'm just saying. Now, I know it may be hard for you to hear it from me, and I know you're going to tell me to go back and move to Kansas City and go back. No, I live my ass here. Why don't you stop using that energy and get your ass up and go to the game on time? And don't just do it tonight or Sunday night when there's a 12 o'clock game. At 11:30, start walking your asses to the stadium. Get in the damn game. Your tailgate ain't that fun. I'm sorry. Get in the game.
Is that my
boy wrong? I will step out. I've held this all offseason. I was not going to say it until this game. I was not going to say it. I don't care. Get your damn white on, get your new jersey, whatever, and get in the stadium. The game starts at 7:20. You ain't that late. You ain't doing that much.
And here's your deal, Ron. If that, well done, ladies and gentlemen, standing ovation here at Big City Wings.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, here's the deal. If that hurts your feelings, and in your mind at any point in time you thought, oh, this old boy from Kansas City, or oh, this or that, you're exactly who he's talking to. You're exactly who needed to hear that message. Ron just said it, figure it out, man. Well done. Well done, partner. Well done.
I'm dead serious. Please. Please get there on time.
Please!
When I get in there, when I walk in there, sit in there, please get in there on time. Like I said there earlier, see, y'all messed up and showed us what y'all were about in Canton. That scene, and we were sitting there in Canton, the Bears were there, the Panthers were there, the 49ers were there. The Bears and the 49ers are proud, some of the best organizations in the history of the sport. Nobody was touching Texans fans. They were loud. They were there all weekend, and they showed out. You can do it in your own stadium. Please. All right.
Look, that's one of the finer moments of the drive right there. There ain't no doubt about it. I said this after you did the rant. If that touched you in a way where you felt offended, you are exactly who he's talking to. Right, and that's fine. Look, if I were a guy or a gal that liked the tailgate, and I just said, "Hell, I'm gonna get in there at halftime," I wouldn't give a damn if Ron ranted about it. But if you felt some kind of way about what he was saying, if that pissed you off, and you thought, "Well, oh, sorry, son, Buck, he's from Kansas City. What the hell does he know?" If that was your response, you are exactly who my man's talking to.
Well, because you gotta admit, like, like I said off the top, like, there are passionate fans, so many of them here. We see them all the time. And if you get there and you're there at the kick, you're there when they're doing introductions, I'm not talking to you. But if you are there, you sit up there and you look around the stadium, you'd be pissed too when you see all them empty seats. You'd be pissed too when you see all them Steeler fans lined up all over the stadium, and you're like, damn. Like, you're hot too. Get there. That whiteout, I expect it to be clean.
Yep.
And this place to be rocking coming up Sunday night.
Well done, Ron Ugly. Well done, sir.
All right, as we continue, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as the guys will hold things down as they get ready for this home opener against the Bears Sunday night as well. And a little Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 o'clock after them. And then Patrick Creighton, who's in the building right now.
PC.
Patrick Creighton. And Sean Bajani, who I hope is healthy. Sean Bajani's probably 75% healthy right now after his accident. They will hold it down from 10 to midnight. So we're live and local 10 to midnight as well. So stay tuned and hang out with the fellas. All right, let's get to it. Mad Dog Mondays. If you don't know the rules, here it is. Each week, we pick a Mad Dog player. And whoever's player has the weakest game, who we pick. Like last week, for example, it was Clint. Whoever's player has the weakest game, that player, if the Texans win, has to come in with 3 bottles of Mad Dog. Now, Clint and I polished it off in the first segment, and it kind of made the rest of the show a little dicey for the next 2 hours, but we had a good time with it. But that when that person has to
how'd
buy
that
three
touch you, by the way?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I'm not a big peaches person, and
it's been a while since I felt Mad Dog.
All right, so Clint, since you lost, we'll let you go first. Who is your Mad Dog player?
I mean, that's five times you've mentioned that I lost.
All right, I'll go first. I got it, Ron. I'll go.
You and Tyler, you know, y'all.
No, Tyler, you didn't lose last week. Loser goes
first. Oh, right. The loser was Clint. Go ahead.
Look, I'm going to take Danielle Hunter.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
A little risky going defense. I mean, it's easy to go Mixon because you know he's going to touch the ball 20 times. It's pretty easy to go.
I didn't know he was going to touch it 33
times. It's pretty
easy
to go Nico. You know he's going to get some targets. But I'm going to go Danielle Hunter. I think Danielle Hunter, Caleb Williams holds the ball way too much. Young quarterback's going to be confused by that secondary. I think Danielle Hunter gets home a couple of times this week and gets that sack train started for the Houston Texans.
All right, Tyler, go ahead.
I'm going to go with the guy Clint would pick every week if he could. I'm going with Tank Dell.
Really? All right. Tank Dell, you're riding with Tank Dell. I like that. All right, I am going to go with, and I'm taking a chance here. I'm going to go with Dalton Schultz. Now, we'll see if he plays, but I think he will play. I'm going to go with Dalton Schultz. I think there's going to be a lot of attention on the run game, but even more attention on those three receivers out there, and they're going to take everybody down the field, and bam, there's Dalton. There's
Kid
Dalton
is a freaking
Schultz
baller.
Right there. I like Dalton Schultz in this game to win this thing. So you have Danielle Hunter. Tyler has Tank Dell. I have Dalton Schultz. So should be fun. See who's
hopefully you don't stay winless, Clint. You know,
if I do, I know exactly where to get that Mad Dog, and I know to get Ron that there was a creamsicle or something. What was it? Peaches and cream.
That banana red's a little short.
Peaches,
man.
Hewley.
That's it.
Hey, before we get out of here, man, my boy Sam just brought a little something out here, man. I know I talk about these tahini wings all the time here. Now I've never seen anything like it. I fell in love with Big City the minute them tahini wings locked eyes with them. Right? He may have done it. It's a man after my heart right here. Crawdaddy.
Ooh.
Special
y'all
blend.
Y'all just back there in
if you like crawfish, the crawdaddy wings got a little hint of crawdaddy. Got mud bugs to them.
I gotta try that.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes, bub.
Please do.
All right, get out. Get there on time. I've expressed myself on that. Get in that stadium and create an unbelievable atmosphere, which this team deserves. Hey, everything they have done, create that atmosphere.
Until then, get down to the nearest Big City Wings. Hell, they're all over Houston. There's got to be one right around the corner. Get down to the nearest Big City Wings. Enjoy them good, clean bathrooms. Really good, clean bathrooms. They're absolutely tremendous. Pew! The beer is cold. The spirit shelf up there is full. And you know what? I mean, I had me one of them ranch waters. Them ranch waters ain't bad
you
now.
You punished it. There you go. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley.
Big old beers.
For everybody here at Big City Wings, we appreciate you and enjoyed our time here. I'm Ron Hughley again. Houston, we love you, baby.
You ever pulled a groin?
No, I have not.
Hey, I was 11 years old. My feet slipped. I must have landed in some kind of frogger position on the concrete. And somehow, some way, I pulled both my groins.
Both of them?
Both of them at the 11. Same time. Both groins. You know what your groins are attached to?
Yes.
Yep. Both groins pulled, 11 years old, and your boy was immobile for a few days.
I was about to say, could you have played a football game?
Well, it was baseball season.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
Y'all got super nuts. God didn't make me with super nuts. The hardest nuts out there.
Let me tell you.
When the dead lies ahead of me, seemed impossible.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.